Coalition forces in charge of Iraqi prisoners of war say they will be released to a new government in Baghdad shortly after the conflict ends. U.S. Army Colonel John Delagicano is in charge of the main prisoner of war camp in Umm Qasr, Iraq. He told reporters at the Pentagon via a satellite link the prisoners are being housed in tents and have plenty of food and water. Colonel Delagicano indicated coalition forces do not expect to hold the EPWs, or enemy prisoners of war, for very long.
All those being captured today in Baghdad will be evacuated from Baghdad to this facility here. This is the end state. The EPWs will remain here until the end of hostilities, at which point a decision will be made on the procedures for repatriation to either an interim authority or a legitimate government in Iraq.
Colonel Delagicano says the Iraqi prisoners are cataloged and questioned soon after arrival at the camp, and a few are giving coalition forces valuable military information.
There's a few that have given us some insights on the state of readiness, the cohesion of some of the units. So there has been some talk about how well the units are, how they were able to accomplish their mission, as you will. So there has been some of that discussion with some of the EPWs.
During the first Gulf War, Colonel Delagicano says he helped process 83,000 Iraqi prisoners of war. The colonel says despite an extensive psychological warfare campaign that included coalition television, radio, and millions of drop leaflets urging Iraqi soldiers to surrender, few have actually done so. He says the current number of Iraqi prisoners is far lower than coalition forces expected.
Initially, we were planning about 50,000 at that point, or higher. If you look at the Iraqi forces on the battlefield with the number of divisions, we saw that, you know, maybe at a certain point in time, we would have saw a lot of surrendering units, as you will. Taking that piece of lessons learned from the last war, that's why we kind of developed a capitulation strategy, too, to allow these Republican Guard divisions or regular Army divisions to capitulate on the battlefield. And however, at this point in time, we have seen very few capitulate.
Colonel Delagicano says representatives of the International Committee of the Red Cross are visiting the Iraqi prisoners, and soon hearings will be held to determine whether they can be released or would be held for trial on war crimes charges. Meredith Buell, VOA News, The Pentagon.